This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Doctors are trying to prevent cuts to the payments they receive under Medicare. The health program for senior citizens is dealing with dramatic growth in its costs. But in each of the past 3 years, Congress has avoided reducing payments to doctors. To preserve their payments this year, doctors are campaigning at the Capitol and in their offices. But as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, this year may be different.
Unless Congress acts, Medicare payments to doctors could be cut by about 5% each of the next 6 years. It's replaced medical malpractice as the American Medical Association's top priority on Capitol Hill. And the cuts could hurt not just doctors, but also Medicare patients, AMA President-elect J. Edward Hill told reporters last week.
If these predicted cuts take place, physicians will be forced to think twice about taking Medicare patients into their practice.
The cuts are prompted by the formula Medicare uses to pay doctors. In the mid-1980s, Congress tried to slow spending on Part B, the outpatient part of Medicare, by freezing doctors' pay. But spending continued to rise because doctors made up for the stagnant fees by seeing patients more often and doing more procedures. So Congress changed the formula to prevent that, says Paul Ginsberg, president of the Center for Studying Health System Change.
Congress set up a mechanism where how much they increased fees would depend on what was happening to overall spending in the program, so that when spending was rising rapidly, fee increases would be low or even negative.
Which was the case in 2002 when payments were cut by 5.4%. Congress reversed similar cuts scheduled for 2003, 2004, and this year, granting small increases instead, but spending for Medicare's Part B continues to rise dramatically. Doctors are doing more lab tests, ordering more MRIs and other sophisticated scans, and performing procedures in their offices that used to be done in the hospital. The AMA's Hill says the increases are not the result of doctors trying to boost their incomes, but of Medicare expanding its coverage of new therapies and preventive care.
And all of them lead to an increased use of Medicare physician services. Medicare should recognize and reward these advances rather than penalize physicians for these important improvements in patient care.
But others aren't so sure. John Rother is policy director of the senior group AARP.
We need to take another look at how we pay doctors. We're paying for things we probably shouldn't pay for. There's a lot of evidence that there's unnecessary tests being run. There's defensive medicine being practiced. I think it's time for a pretty comprehensive overview.
AARP supported earlier efforts to reverse the cuts to ensure that patients would continue to have access to their doctors. But this year, the calculus is different, says Rother. That's because an increase in doctor payments would further boost the premiums for Part B.
Well, the last 3 years, we've seen double-digit increases in the Part B premium for Medicare beneficiaries. So these rising fees for doctors are imposing real costs on beneficiaries, and it's really unsustainable over time. The increases are so large.
Without any change, Part B premiums are projected to rise to nearly $90 a month next year. That's also when beneficiaries will be offered new prescription drug coverage for another $35 or so a month. And how much are doctors really hurting financially? Paul Ginsberg says evidence suggests it's mixed. Primary care doctors, he says, like internists and family practitioners, are struggling. But at the same time,
I think physicians in specialties which do a lot of procedures or who have been able to bring equipment into their offices to do more tests and the like, I think they're doing very well.
And are doctors really cutting back on the number of new Medicare patients they see? Ginsberg says yes and no.
The trends as far as physicians taking new patients have declined, but they've declined for all patients, that Medicare hasn't been unusual.
Then there's the federal budget situation. Money is tight, and this year Congress is looking to cut spending on entitlement programs like Medicare, not add to it. On the other hand, if Medicare payments were to drop as far as estimates suggest, and doctors really do start shunning the program, 42 million angry patients are not something Congress likely wants to face. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.